Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Roost. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
Oh dear, I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday. The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Umpa Lumpa. I want you to get me an Umpa Lumpa right away.
All right, Ruka, all right. I'll get you one before the day is out.
I want an Umpa Lumpa now!
Can it, you nit?
Be careful, Veruca.
Whatever.
Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
He's absolutely bonkers.
We totally agree on that point. Oh wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities. That's true. Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's. Your kitchen is shite. We know, get out of the kitchen, and we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you.
Alive.
Also, dictators, people that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition, which is defined as two or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
And hello, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, along with Red Hood and Driz.
Okay, how do we say this? I guess we can't say this lightly. There has been a craze going on 2 weeks ago. I was in France, and, well, since this is radio, obviously you can picture this on your own time. I have a bit of a confession to make, which is that I've never tried Nutella. I did not know what Nutella was. And apparently, there is a craze going on.
Yeah.
And the fact is that I'm back in the States. I'm fine. Okay? It's evidence I'm fine. I'm on tonight's podcast.
Yeah.
I made it. I have my green card. The evil, manic, demonic, stupid, slight son of a bitch in the White House can get to me. I'm fine. Okay, but I was in Paris, and reality sets in when you're in Paris. There are riots, there are police cars, and then, well, there are... Nutella was.
Yes.
So.
And then the madmen who love to.
And then there's a madman.
Love and go, too.
And then there's that madman. And so, I guess without further ado, we begin tonight's episode with that premise.
Yeah.
And so here we go. So rather nonchalantly, I was in, I guess you would say, the equivalent of a supermarket in France, right? And it was sort of like the Costco supermarkets that they have in the US. You know, they have them in Britain too, but, you know, it's nowhere near what you hear in France. I mean, in my version of France, it kind of sounds like that. Like this. In my head. Right? And it sounds like this. Because, I'm absolutely in love with France, even though I'm a Brit. Driz is in love with tacos. So, Hugh is at the other end of the spectrum, right? And getting his tacos at the wall that is never going to be built, according to us and every fake news reporter, it's never going to be built. Because that's a wall of impossibility. But the wall of Nutella is paved with hazelnut attraction. You know. And how can you talk about Nutella without having tried it first? Right? So, I went, and not only that, I went in search of a baguette, and the fact is I got more than I bargained for, pretty much. You know, I mean, first off, there were riots. Okay, I've never seen a riot or a police chase like what I experienced over essentially chocolate. Okay?
But you're forgetting the best thing. It's hazelnut and chocolate.
Even if it was hazelnut and chocolate, Pinkwood, I don't know if that really mattered. You know.
Everyone went crazy over the Nutella.
Yeah.
Like, they never saw Nutella before, so they were just...
Exactly.
Excited to see what it was and how it finally looked like to them. For them to get their hands on a jar of nuts and chocolate mixed inside of a jar.
I mean, that's just the thing. I mean, you go to any package of Nutella, right? And in the nutrition facts. All right, the nutrition facts start with the calories of one unit. Right? One unit, which is the unit you hold, right? Then comes the sodium and the total trans fats. Right? The total trans fats. But yet,
I don't think people care about those.
And yet, they fail to tell you how good it is. How really good it is. And, you know, with a pretzel,
People just go for the taste. They don't care about the nutritional facts.
They don't give a shit about the... Exactly.
Put one spoonful of Nutella in their mouths and be like, oh, yeah, this is so good. Mm-hmm. Oh, Nutella, where have you been all my life?
It gives you this sensation.
Yeah, euphoria.
That sensation. And yet, it's sometimes, it's like rolling on the waves, right? But,
yeah.
Fact is that over in the US, well, I guess, over in the US, there was a story, and Pinkwood. You were there to tell this, right?
Oh, yes.
So, what happened? Exactly.
The fact that people have been going bonkers and starting riots with Nutella is kind of, is now a craze, since prices have not been... So, haven't been so low in France.
But
don't
yes.
you remember being there,
oh,
Redhead?
Yeah. I mean,
where
I remember
the riots and the howl and the police chases.
Oh yeah, I remember being chased by police. I also remember being interrogated as well.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I couldn't even understand what they were saying, let alone they were saying. It was saying, chocolate, Nutella. I was like, yeah, I understand that part, but I have no idea what you're saying. And they held up the Nutella to my face. You know, I actually, it's like a fat kid, you know, chasing for chocolate. You know, I didn't know what they meant. You know, they brought me, those...
Weren't you also arrested
block.
Or something?
Yeah,
Redhead,
I told
weren't you. Also... Oh,
I
yes.
I told you I was arrested.
And... Oh, yes.
I told you I was arrested. Ooh. Yeah, sorry. I told you I was arrested. And
did you get that while you were being interrogated?
What? Did I get what?
The frog
yeah,
in your
I got
throat?
I got the frog in my throat while I was being interrogated. Yeah. Honestly, let's just say they didn't even give me any cold medicine either. So, I had Mucinex and the equivalent of that after, you know.
Then I came in just in time to rescue Redhead.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
out of prison. I swam all
He flew. You know, he
I
flew
didn't
to...
I did fly, but I end up swimming from a port.
A port. Let's just say that Driz is a bit,
I'm
how
a good
do
swimmer.
I... Yeah, how do I... Yeah, he's a very good swimmer. Exactly.
I'm
he can swim...
I'm not scared of any sharks.
No. You can't. You are.
I'm the...
But...
You're the same Bolt of the ocean when it comes to swimming. Across.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Swim across? Fine. Diagonally? No. Suddenly? Maybe. But across? Fine. You know. Yet, the other thing about this is that the Nutella riots will probably go down as you know, the fact is they had to slam the stores that sparked the Nutella riots. This is 9 hours ago, right? And then,
oh, yes,
France, because of this, had to slap legal limits on food discounts in the wake of the Nutella riots. You know, factors is that?
Well, listen to them. To them, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
In France.
To them, it's Black Friday. But yet, it's kind of funny how we think have the French not discovered what shoplifting is. We can have that debate, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. it was a decent debate about French riots, right? French riots, I mean, fact is that it engaged over a violent, you know, violence when they cut it by 70%. 70%? Hey, listen. Fact is, they lost it. They absolutely lost it. And it was for £1.40, right? Price marked down from £4.50, £3.90, to £1.40. I mean, I could say kids were happy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Kids were happy. Yet, it was a single, the problem was that it was a single French supermarket. It wasn't anybody else that was doing it. It was literally one of the worst things, but also one of the best things. You know, because I don't think they got bargain prices in years. And
oh,
yet,
yeah.
The other thing is that I've heard of baguette riots. I've heard of other riots, right? But I stand back and kind of wonder and go, a chocolate riot? You know?
There's
mean, Chris.
There's something about chocolate and hazelnuts that make people go nuts.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, was it anything like this during the border or near the border?
Oh, where I went to for the tacos, there were a lot of people that were lined up to get their delicious tacos. And me personally, I've never had a taco before in my life. So traveling down to Mexico was a good journey for me. It was a good trek because I finally got to see what the real Mexico is like. And I finally got my hands on a taco, and when I bit into that taco for the first time, let me tell you, I was in heaven. I went up to heaven, felt like I flew in the sky, and I had my own wings. I can now officially say, I love tacos. By drink.
Ah.
I mean, tacos are great, but when it comes down to it, when it really comes down to it, you know, if we count all the riots are not fun, you know, riots are riots, right?
Riots will get you killed.
Riots will get you killed. Right. But then there is this mysterious thing about a golden toilet. Right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right. There is this mysterious thing.
Let me take me to a golden toilet.
What?
Take me to a golden toilet.
No, you take yourself to the golden toilet. How about that?
Yeah.
Anyway, the other thing about this golden toilet. So, every president, right, of every country has artwork in its residence, right? Obama had Rothko, which is, if you're familiar with the play Red, and he's an abstract artist, which is exactly what that those years were. Abstract and free, right? Everyone had a degree of art. So a White House representative phoned up, and this is the conversation that we think would have taken place.
Oh, yes.
So basically, we think that this is what took place. We think that this is what took place. Yes, this is the White House. Can I speak to someone? It's very urgent that I speak to someone. Hello. I'm trying to acquire a painting. Do I have the direct line?
This is the correct line.
This is the correct line. Okay, right. I don't know how to say this. I have just arrived from Venezuela. I am looking for a Van Gogh, Do you have any of such these paintings?
Yeah, I have these paintings.
Could we borrow one? Please.
Fred, I can't let you borrow these paintings.
Why?
Because they're very valuable. And you may take them away?
It's only going to be for what, like 40 years?
40 years? No, can do. These paintings are very valuable.
How valuable are they? Couldn't be as valuable as other worldly possessions. Like the gold.
They're as valuable as gold.
They're valuable as gold.
As gold.
As gold. Really?
Gold was never ever be touched. Gold must only be looked at.
They cannot be... Okay, so... If they cannot be looked at, can they be touched?
Nope, not even that.
Why?
Because gold is sacred.
Gold may be sacred, but so are the ancient Egyptian scriptures. You know? I must have a painting. My boss, he'll kill me if...
How much are you willing to fork over?
$several million.
$several million, huh?
$several million.
Maybe I'll let you take a peek at the gold. How about $1 million? No, $10 billion.
$10 billion?
$10 billion.
Yes, sir.
I don't think you're worth $10 billion. Quite frankly.
No.
You would be worth
I don't think you should
go it's time to just go and have a lovely parting gift of a golden loo. And we don't mean the person.
Wait. Are you?
$10 billion. Take it or leave it.
Ten. Okay. Wait. You're kidding me. $10 billion. $10 billion.
Kidding. Not kidding here.
If you are not kidding, then what are we playing at exactly? I mean, nobody ever pays $10 billion for a toilet.
No, this toilet's very special. The golden toilet. It is the golden toilet. When I say the, it is special. There's no other toilet like it.
Why is it so special? Okay. I would like, if I can, the landscapes with snow. The 1885 painting of the Van Gogh. I really need it. It's not for me.
Who's it for?
Excuse me?
Who's it for?
Mr. Sociopath.
What?
Mr. Sociopath. His name is Mr. Sociopath.
Mr. Sociopath.
Or don't you mean narcissist?
No. He has changed his name. He's Mr. Sociopath.
Mr. Sociopath? Never heard of it.
You see, he has a very large budget. He is a sociopath. He lies to everyone. That is a sociopath. They do not do that research.
Oh, you mean that orange man? That crazy orange man running the country?
Ah, so you have heard of him. Yes,
yeah, I heard of
him. Yes. We need the pants.
That orange pound. Oh, since he's rich, I can raise an offer. Continue to raise an offer. So that way,
okay.
Since he's a billionaire, he could get the auction.
What are you talking about, auction? What are you talking about? You can't be serious. Auction? This is in Sotheby's.
You get the auction to... Bid for the highest when it comes to the golden toilet.
Bid for the highest? You're kidding me.
I'm serious.
Okay. So let me let me make this clear. We need the Van Gogh.
No Van Gogh for you.
No. We need the Van Gogh. We can have it.
No.
What about the Monet?
No again.
What about the... What about the Michelangelo? What about that?
You gotta be joking.
I promised my boss something nice. Something really nice.
I think the toilet would most suit your boss.
It... Soilet for a narcissist.
Only the golden toilet. The golden toilet is... a more charmable item.
He's not going to be happy about this. I can totally hear. I can totally hear him. I can hear him. I can hear him. And you know what he's saying to me?
What is he saying?
Ah! 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 See, I know he wouldn't take it well. I really do not want you to hear any of that anymore in my head. You can see how irritating it is, right?
Oh,
I really don't want to toilet.
He's losing his mind.
Yes, he is losing his mind, but I really do not want the toilet. I really don't want to hear again through my ears. My ears are bleeding. They are bleeding. They are bleeding.
I'm
so
sorry,
much.
Sir.
You're sorry?
I'm sorry, sir. I guess I'm going to have to take my business somewhere else. If he doesn't want the toilet.
This man has done everything for you. He's made your paychecks fat and your jobs thinner. Just today, the stock market rose because of him.
Tomato, tomato.
Have you read the newspapers lately?
Yep, I've heard all the stories about him. He's destroying the world one day at a time. Even though the stock market's up, a lot of countries have lost respect for that guy.
Okay. Fine, I will beg off. I have other work to do anyway. I'll just tell my lunatic boss that he can't have it today. I'll be back, though. You mark my words, I will be back. I'll be back.
Okay, have a nice one.
And that's how it ended. Golden toilet.
Yeah.
And that's how it ends.
Yeah.
A golden
toilet.
I mean, the story of the golden toilet. It's sort of like Don Quixote for a helmet, isn't it? I mean, what? I mean, honestly. Oh.
Just goes to show you how popular that golden toilet is.
I mean, I just wish that it was sent with a turd in it. You know what I mean? So that way, when they unpacked it, it would smell up the White House so bad that they would have to fumigate the entire West Wing.
If only if that was possible.
Oh, it may be possible. You know,
White House is already stinking anyway. Stink
yeah.
The high heaven.
I mean, wouldn't that be something? But yet, also, the disabilities minister is taking a leave in that absence present.
Yeah.
And a investigation of some kind?
Yeah.
What investigation is this?
Due to alleged inappropriate behavior.
Okay, wait, stop. What kind
You heard
of...
me.
Yes, but you didn't say...
Harassment, alleged harassment.
Private misconduct.
Which...
And this is in Canada.
Yes.
No, usually you don't hear about stories like this taking place in Canada, but when it does happen in Canada, then you know something's very wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, something's waiting to come.
And there's alleged misconduct with women, which makes everything all the better in light of Mr. Firestein.
What do you mean, Mr. Firestein? What are you talking about?
Sexual harassment.
Oh,
the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
And bringing in the fact that this person works alongside, is involved with disabilities in sports. These behaviors have to be addressed. There's no excuse, especially with sexual conduct.
Well, I mean, everybody's getting into shreds now. It's not just you, it's not just him. It's other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
when you take a look at it, it's everyone. And yet, yet, many people are with this. They have every right to be upset about it, you know.
Oh,
just
yeah.
There's no excuse.
And if you're in a, especially since they're in a place of power and they're doing this, he's no better than Nasser.
Let's not even talk about Nasser. Nasser
is a completely different situation, Pinkwood. Nasser knew that he was doing wrong. He nearly got tackled, you know.
I'm saying in the sense of the power. I'm speaking about the power situation. Because they're in a place of power, what's going to happen?
You overstep your boundaries as a leader. He was a gym coach, but he knew he had the power.
Mm-hmm.
Misuse his power, and because of that, now he's going to get the consequences
right.
of spending his entire life
right.
in jail.
Pretty much.
The overall years in jail he was given.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a serial child molester. Two very different things. Very different. I mean, the same in the connection, but very different in terms of substance. I mean, you have one thing.
Oh yeah.
Which
I'm saying.
Which is that,
I'm saying the power level. He's in a political sense. He did something that is there. It's still bad. Both of them. You can't say one's not worse than the other. Grand scheme. Sexual misconduct in the, no matter what field you're in. That's problems. And tossing in that he's involved with sports and disabilities?
Things
what
that go
exactly
together.
Is. Yeah.
It's worth. The fact is that on that side of things, right now, the guy that tried to tackle Nasser is actually getting, in terms of donations are pouring in for him, you know, because he basically got tackled to the floor.
He's a hero.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Any father would have attacked that monster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is, he said, can I have 15 minutes alone in a room with this person?
No, 5 minutes.
Five minutes. He should have said two. Would have been out in two. You know, 5 minutes? No. I mean, fact is that the donations, donations of thousands of dollars for this Rotschunder father who launched the disgraced UN, the Olympics doctor, you know. Two of Randall Musgrave's daughters were among 265-year-olds. I mean, honestly, several hundred people have almost earned $24,000 to help him with any legal fees resulting from the court incident. Honestly, he said he lost his cool, but I don't blame him. If I was a dad and my kid was abused, yeah, I would totally.
He would have had to commit a crime.
Yeah.
And then you would be thrown in jail.
Yeah. But also, fact is that you had to kind of consider, he's a witness that got tackled to the ground.
Yep.
So, in a way, he wasn't right. You know what I mean? In a way, he was absolutely right. You know, other way, we will see exactly what happens from here on out. You know, and we will have more. And on Wednesday, a peacock.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's all we're going to tell you about that.
Oh, yeah.
A peacock that tried to get through the airport.
Oh, yeah.
He reported on SNL as a bit. But now we've got it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've heard the rabbit story 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 2.5, 3 years ago, maybe, this is equivalent to that. And so we go from a sodding toilet to a peacock you just won't budge. Anyway, that's all for tonight. Have a good night.
Yes. Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.